This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The news headlines. Search and rescue operations are continuing following the mine explosion at Mansingat village in Meghalaya's East Chantia Hills district. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma says India and United States securing a framework for interim trade agreement will empower diverse sectors of the country. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh chairs a review meeting for economic revival of the state by promoting integrated farming system in the state. And Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says youth must play a leading role in realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Now the news in details. In Meghalaya, search and rescue operations are continuing following the mine explosion at Mansingat Thangsko area, with teams from the NDRF, SDRF, Special Rescue Team Police and District Administration engaged in the operation. Two additional bodies were recovered yesterday, taking the death toll to 27. The affected mine sites were thoroughly searched and operations will resume today to ensure complete coverage. The district administration, East Chantia Hills District, has intensified enforcement drives against illegal mining, deputing 5 teams comprising of executive magistrates, police and officials from the Directorate of Mineral Resources. In addition, makeshift camps used in connection with illegal mining activities were identified and destroyed during the enforcement operations. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday said India and the United States securing a framework for an interim trade agreement will empower diverse sectors of the country. He said it will also lead to enhanced innovation, tech partnerships, resilient supply chains and global growth. He said the deal boosts Make in India empowering entrepreneurs, MSMEs, startups, fishermen, women and youth with jobs and opportunities. India and the US reached a framework for an interim trade agreement under which both sides will reduce import duties on a number of goods to boost two-way trade. The Assam Cabinet yesterday approved the constitution of the 8th State Pay Commission, besides allotment of land for various educational institutions. It also cleared the revised operations and maintenance policy under the Jal Jeevan Mission in line with central government directives. Briefing reporters on the cabinet decisions, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said the constitution of the 8th Assam Pay Commission 2026 to examine and recommend revisions in pay, allowances, service conditions and others, keeping in view the resource position of the state, has been approved. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday said the India-US interim trade framework will make Indian business more competitive in global markets. He said the framework has the potential to reduce compliance burdens, streamline export procedures and bring down costs for consumers. He credited the initiative to the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mizoram Governor Vijaya Kumar Singh yesterday lauded the long-standing camaraderie between the armed forces and local communities. Addressing a statewide ex-servicemen rally, Singh himself, a decorated retired general, commended the courage and the devotion to duty displayed by veterans, describing their discipline as a model for the nation. The governor highlighted Mizoram's proud tradition of peace and mutual respect, praising the unique harmony, mutual respect, and goodwill shared between civilians and personnel in uniform. He described the rally as a clear reflection of mutual trust and cooperation between the public and the armed forces. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the youth must play a leading role in realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 as they are the nation's greatest human resource. He was speaking at the Budget Youth Conference organized by the BJP Pradesh Yuva Morcha at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Town Hall in Agartala yesterday. Reacting to the Union Budget, the Chief Minister said that the budget reflects the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 with special emphasis on maintaining balance between national income and expenditure while ensuring economic and social development. He added that the Union Budget aims to ensure strong economic growth by reducing fiscal deficit, controlling inflation and maintaining a balance in capital expenditure. Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barman yesterday called for united and collective efforts to eliminate the social evil of child marriage from society. The minister was addressing an awareness meeting organized under ICDS project at the BAC Committee Hall at Mungyakami Block on the themes Beti Bachao, Beti Padao and the Child Marriage Free India Campaign. Highlighting various initiatives, the minister stated that several educational institutions, including Eklavya Model Residential Schools, are being established to ensure quality education and self-reliance among boys and girls. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh chaired a review meeting for economic revival of the state by promoting integrated farming system in the state at the Cabinet Hall of the Chief Minister's Secretariat in Imphal yesterday. During the meeting, the Chief Minister instructed the concerned authorities to promote alternative crop cultivation along with allied activities in the hill districts. The meeting also deliberated on the state's potential for the export of agriculture and horticulture products. The meeting aimed to explore ways to boost the state's economy through integrated farming practices, leveraging the state's potential in agriculture and horticulture. The Chief Minister's directives are expected to give a fillip to the state's economic revival efforts. The Sikkim government has constituted a board to train youth and facilitate ethical and remunerative employment opportunities in foreign countries, officials said yesterday. The Foreign Employment and Recruitment Facilitation Board has been set up under the Skill Development Department, they said. The board aims to create a robust institutional mechanism to support mobilization, training and placement of skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled youth from Sikkim for overseas employment, they added. The centre has sanctioned more than 3.87 crore houses to the states and union territories under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Rural Development, Dr. Chandrasekhar Pemasani said that out of the sanctioned houses, more than 2.95 crore houses have been completed on the 2nd of this month. The Ministry of Rural Development, in implementing the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen from 1st April 2016 to construct 4.95 crore houses by March 2029. Amid growing concern over the rising HIV cases in the Northeast, Mizoram Health Minister Lal Rinpoche stressed the need for a behavioral approach as the first line of defense against new infections. Addressing the Northeast multimedia campaign Red Fest in Aizawl, the minister called for a renewed focus on the ABC approach abstinence, being faithful to one partner, which she described as the most effective method to prevent and control HIV transmission. The event was jointly organized by the Mizoram State AIDS Control Society and the National AIDS Control Organization to promote HIV/AIDS awareness across the Northeastern states. The state-level paddy procurement program in minimum support price was inaugurated yesterday at the government food grain godown premises in Madhabari Jirania under West Tripura district in the presence of Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallo. The program was formally launched by Tripura Food Minister Sushanta Chaudhary. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said that the initiative is being implemented by the Department of Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs with the support of the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. He informed that during the current Kharif season, the state government has set a target to procure 18,000 metric tons of paddy at an MSP of ₹2,369 per quintal, ensuring fair prices for the farmers and strengthening their economic security. Rowing in Lower Dibang Valley District, Arunachal Pradesh, is all set to host the 22nd National Mountain Bike Championship 2026 from the 12th to 15th this month, bringing together top cyclists from across the country. Around 500 riders are expected to participate in the prestigious national event. The large turnout is anticipated to make it one of the biggest cycling competitions ever hosted in the region. The event will provide significant exposure to local riders, offering them a valuable platform to compete alongside seasoned cyclists, gain experience and showcase their talent at the national level. Before we end the news headlines, the search and rescue operations are continuing following the mine explosion at Minsngat village in Meghalaya's East Chanti Hills district. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma says India and the United States securing a framework for an interim trade agreement will empower diverse sectors of the country. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh chairs a review meeting for economic revival of the state by promoting integrated farming system in the state. And Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says youth must play a leading role in realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.